Welcome to the Museo Vivente of Custonaci. This audio guide will accompany you throughout your tour. As you approach some sites, you will hear a bleep signal, and the display will show a number corresponding to a location on your map. Press play to listen to the guide. Other sites will not provide a signal, so you need to check your map, digit the number corresponding to your location, and then press play to listen to the guide. Enjoy your tour. A visit to Custonaci's Museo Vivente means stepping back into Sicily's past, an anthropological experience that will show you the 19th century practices, customs and traditions. Its evocative location takes you into another world and away from busy city life, Grotta Mangiapane, situated in the suburb of Scurati. Its location at the foot of Mount Cofano forms a natural cave that reaches a height of 80 metres. It's a place of archaeological importance, as can be seen from the other excavations conducted by the archaeologist Vaufre in 1925. Up until the 50s, where you are standing was inhabited. However, when Custonaci developed its industry linked to its marble quarries, the town became a business hub. Its townsmen steadily left their old trades, and the countryside and caves were abandoned and used as folds. In fact, just think that nowadays, Custonaci is the number one marble basin in Sicily and second in Italy and Europe. The last person to live in the cave in which you're standing and to carry on using it to raise sheep and cows was Rosario Mangiapane, Inciuriato Saridu U Signorinu. It's popular Sicilian tradition to inciuriare people, or to nickname them, according to some physical or personality trait. Even today, especially in small villages, many people are recognised more by their nicknames than by their names. Before Museo Vivente found these premises, the caves were full of quarry rubble and the homes were reduced to ruins. It seems hard to believe nowadays, but for 40 years, this place was dirty and abandoned. The cave and its buildings, which have been fully revamped, are often used for educational travel, with journalists and personalities from all over the world, and as a location for various films and fiction. In fact, three episodes of the Montalbano saga and part of the Cefalonia fiction and scenes from the film Nuovo Mondo by Crialese were shot there. The museum's history and birth. Over Christmas, the Mangiapane caves house Custonaci's living nativity scene, the cousin and ancestor of the Museo Vivente that you're about to visit. This living nativity scene was created by a group of parishioners who used to re-evoke the birth of Jesus with plays staged in the village church. To make these plays more eye-catching and to allow for a bigger audience, the group of children decided to move to a more suitable location. In this way, the first organisers started salvaging the Grotta Mangiapane, hitherto virtually unknown to the majority of inhabitants and in a total state of abandon. The group of youngsters settled into this context and they shared the space with Saridu Signorino and using cattle raised by him as part of the manger scene. In time, this site's importance was increasingly understood and the need to safeguard its historic and natural heritage was felt more and more. The living nativity scene was first staged in 1982, thanks to the help of the priest of Custonaci, Padre Vanella, who lent the young parishioners 700,000 lira to start up the initiative. Townsfolk also took part in this transaction, making old clothes, unused furniture, and old tools available to the organisers to set the scenes. The initial idea was to stage a living nativity scene, drawing inspiration from the late 19th century and early 20th century Neapolitan and Sicilian scenes. And in order to make period costumes and traditions as authentic as possible, historic research was conducted on newspapers, books, archives and films like Zeffirelli's Jesus. Importance also lies in historic photographs, such as Samuel Butler's. They showed cave settings, cave dwellers, and the costumes they wore. In a nutshell, the living nativity scene was intended to re-evoke an ancient atmosphere. Its initial success made it increasingly viable. Dr. Antonio Allegra, who ran Trapani's tourist board at the time, was the first to firmly believe in the event's validity and to turn it into a tourist attraction. In the meantime, research on local culture and traditions was also being conducted at Palermo University. So about 10 years after the event commenced, its greater divulgence was accompanied by claims to the site's ownership. At the same time, funds diminished, and Grotta Mangiapane was targeted by vandals. Times were hard, yet work continued. From the living nativity scene to the Museo Vivente. For 10 years, the cave not only housed the Christmas edition of the living nativity scene, but also became the premises of Custonaci's Museo Vivente, the number one outdoor museum steeped in folklore. The museum revives the setting and some of the scenes of the nativity, excluding some scenes. Initially, the living nativity was staged in a market reminiscent of Arab souks, with fairs, town criers, animals, and Nivina Venture, a fortune teller. The idea was to recreate a slice of life, concentrating it in a small space and stirring the memories of Custonaci's most elderly townsfolk, who not only helped to rebuild its historic past, but actually participated in the museum. Goes without saying that for the group of children who timidly commenced this initiative, this experiment was a dream come true. Therefore, step back into the past, take in its evocative atmosphere, and enjoy the experience. Also, notice the care taken to stage pungent, stunning scenes that smack of typical odours, such as dried fish, meat, or cheese.